Do you struggle with a dry, dull, tangled, or itchy beard? Maybe you find little beard hair curls all over the bathroom sink. Have you found that most beard products are too greasy, don't soften your beard, or smell bad in general? If this is you, there is a simple solution to your problem. If you are looking for a change and to level up your beard game, then you need to try 9 Hair Co. beard products. These products were created for men of color, all natural and organic premium oils for maximum quality. 9 Hair Co. products will nourish, protect, and soothe your beard and skin. The beard oil is designed for clean shaven to medium beards, while the beard balm is designed for medium to thick beards. Both products relieve itching during growth, add moisture, and promote shine. Can you use beard oil and the beard balm together? Absolutely, yes you can. For more information on leveling up your beard, click the link for 9hairco.com in the description box below.
Interview. And speaking of back, we have our favorite affiliate co-host who is always welcome here, the homegirl, Lady CJ. Carol, what's up? Welcome back to the show.
What's up? Thank you for having me.
Of course. You know, this is not your home away from home. This is just home for you every time, all the time. What did you tell us the first time we met? We stuck together for life. That's what you said.
Right.
And here we are.
I was that cousin. Now I'm the cousin that's in the house. I get invited to the cookouts and stuff. I enjoy.
You're the one throwing the cookouts now, not just invited. You kicking your feet up and throwing the parties now. And speaking of parties, we're going to have a party per se, talking to Tommy Burke, who is an author, who is also an assistant director for several successful shows and movies all throughout our long career of over 20 years. So, Lady CJ, how do you feel about talking to Tommy?
Yo, I can't wait. Like, looking at his background, this man is multi-hyphenate. Like, he's the bee's knees. So, I'm ready to talk to him.
Oh, not the bee's knees. All right, I'm with that. So, speaking about being the bee's knees and all that good stuff, let's bring in Tommy. Let's have a conversation about him, the book, and his career.
You are now listening to the Radio Show ATL.
My other part of this that I have to get off my chest real quick too, because I'm always going in on social media, is I'm begging y'all to stop asking or saying in a post, "I bet you can't steal this post," or "who can steal this post," or "how many can steal this post." We don't care that you made it to 40 without being a grandparent, good for you, or you support whatever, or we don't care. We're not stealing your post. You bet we can't steal it? I bet you're goddamn right we can't, because nobody cares.
You're listening to the Radio Show ATL on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
All right, we got the Radio Show ATL. We got the Aftermath. We are back on the air, and we got with us, we're going to just use one title for him right now because he does have the book, author Tommy Burke, hanging out with us today. Tommy, thank you so much for making time to come on the show. We definitely appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I've been looking forward to it for a while.
Yes. We're definitely looking forward to this chat and to getting to know you, your story, just everything behind that. So, Tommy, let's start out with the extensive credits that you have. We talked about titles and things that you wear as far as with your name and everything. So you have extensive credits as far as Hollywood, behind the camera, you've worn many hats, one being an assistant director. So for the uninitiated, can you tell us, what do you need to do to get to that point? And what exactly does a assistant director do?
Let me start with that. It's basically the one person, the executive officer of a ship that's a little remote, but it's basically the form. I say it's the foreman of the set. He schedules, he gives actors call times, he keeps things moving. You're like the foreman. You have to do a lot of personalized. I almost once said, one of the titles of my book would have been Babysitting Six-Figure Babies, because everyone's rich and they have an attitude. So just keep things moving.
Okay, so you're like you're the guy who basically goes around verbally spanking the elite actors, basically telling them where they need to go and what they need to do.
I'm not touching that one. No, I just kept things moving. I didn't go to film school. I was in the restaurant business for 10 years. I worked at 10 different bars and restaurants in 3 states. That was my training guide. That was keeping things. Gotcha. I was a bouncer. I was a waiter. I was a bartender. That's my real training ground.
So to become so assistant director, you shortened it to AD. So what do you got to do to get to that point when you're working on a set? Like, what's the starting point for somebody who you start off at this position and like the natural progression is next thing you know, you can get to this point by starting here?
Well, one thing about my book is I say there's a way to get ahead of this career, and mine wasn't it. I got fired. I kept going. I went to Boston College, which is an Irish Catholic school, and they didn't want their kids wearing t-shirts and shorts. They wanted their kids in three-piece suits, you know, because they came off the boat. So I went to Boston College because my dad taught there. I went for free. But all the other kids went to Emerson at Boston University because they had film degrees and they knew film stuff. So I got hired on this one job, and I went there. I stood around. I didn't know what I was doing. The director said, I never want that guy on the set ever again. So they got rid of me. So then a few months later, they had another director come up, a different director, and they saw my resume. I'm not saying I'm huge, but I'm not a small person. They said, what about this guy, Tyron Burke? He said, well, Yale doesn't want him on the set. And they said, well, Yale's not directing, so he's big. Now, in between that, I went to a grip house. Grip house is where you load trucks for lighting and camera and stuff like that. So I learned the equipment. I knew a little bit more I was doing. So when I worked on the second job, I was a running back. I just ran on my ass all the way off.
That's a little way you explain that and put that into perspective. So thank you for explaining that. And one other question here before I swing it over to Lady CJ. So we were kind of talking a little bit earlier before we got started about things that were thrown at you and then you were able to live to tell about it. So you had the cancer diagnosis and then Parkinson's. So can you speak to those experiences that not only help shape your character and determination, but help you push harder to achieve the goals that you set for yourself?
Well, I always say cancer probably caused by Parkinson's, but helped me with my taking care of Parkinson's. I was on a show called Bruckheimer Show. You've all heard Jerry Bruckheimer, right?
Yeah.
I was a pilot for a TV show, and I had biopsies. I had lumps under my arm, so I had biopsies. One time I had a biopsy, and the guy didn't come by to pick up my car, so I drove home out right after surgery. And then afterwards, I worked 80 hours a week. Did 12-hour days, did chemo at midnight for 4 hours, got out the next day, and kept working. So that's how I went my Parkinson's. I need my tea. My doctor talked about Parkinson's. I was telling him I was working at Chicago PD. Sometimes we work at midnight outside January. And the neurologist said, why are you doing that? You had a tough life. Just, enjoy the life you have. So I quit. I retired about 5-6 years ago. And I've been writing a book and spreading the word of Tommy Burke.
Nice. And an interesting story that you do have with many titles. So the book is called Not Just Sunglasses and Autographs. All right. So that's available wherever you get books. Make sure to show Tommy some love on that. You can get in touch with him via email, TommyBurkeDGA@gmail.com. And for more information, you can go to his website. That's TommyBurke.com. Lady CJ, do you have something for Mr. Tommy Burke?
I do. Yeah. Mr. Burke, with your tenacity, how did you, not give up when you were diagnosed with all of that? To continue to keep working? Someone like me, I feel like I would have given up. I would have said, you know what? Let me just chill out, not do this. But you kept going. What gave you that spunk?
Well, I had parents that, I told my father was on welfare growing up. My mother was from a Polish family. So work was important. Work was the most important thing in our life. So, and they didn't want me to get in this film business. They said, we're not giving you a dime for this. You're on your own. So I couldn't give up. I couldn't ask for help. I've had that tenacity ever since.
Wow. And see, It's crazy. I went to school for media communication. So you're really giving me that spunk right now, because I was at one point in my life where I wanted to just give up on that. And I mean, well, what advice would you give to someone who wants to get into that industry and we just feel like we can't?
Well, I always say, I mean, my book's all about, I mean, I screwed up a lot. I mean, I did everything wrong and I kept going. It's like getting out there and trying something. Because even if you don't, I mean, I've done free jobs. People frown on free jobs now, but I did free jobs. I got more contacts through free jobs than a work job. It's like you never make any connections in your living room. And back when I started, yes, I'm not old. We didn't have internet. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have social media. I mean, you can work it that way. Just get out there. I mean, take a job. Even if you don't, it's not going to help. You got out of your house.
That's right. Well, I agree. I agree on that. All right, 16, back to you.
All right, Carol. So tell me, okay, so let's pivot and focus in with the book. So you had a decision to write a book. Did you come to this by saying, like, okay, wow, I've had an interesting life, somebody should probably hear about this? Or was it, you know, friends and family saying to you, like, I guess underscoring, hey, you know, you tell the stories at dinner and they're like, man, you should write a book about this? Or is it like a combination of both? Like, hey, I know I lived an interesting life, and it's people telling me I had an interesting life, I should probably put this on paper.
Well, it sounds kind of mundane, but one reason I wrote a book was to write a book. Because my whole life, since I was 27, I was in the film business. I worked, look for a job, work for a job, look for a job, work for a job. I never had downtime. So that's been killing me too. Also, I tell people I wrote a book to write a book because I didn't want to be sit around. I always was moving like a shark. I always was moving. So I kept going. And I don't think I've done so many things. I mean, I always say I could put another 75 pages in that book because all the things that I did put in the book. I think people said, he's going to write a book, he'll get it done. Just sit back and make it happen.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because you seem like, you know, the type of guy where, you know, you're out with a bunch of friends at dinner. You're the one that's like the life of the party because you're telling all these stories of all these experiences that you've been. So it just feels like a natural progression that somebody would nudge you and tell you, hey, you probably should write about this.
Actually, I don't talk about, because all my friends are not in the film business. So I don't like talking about stories about my, I do Friday night poker, virtual poker with some friends. And they're starting to hear it, but I never really talked about my film business because I thought I was being uppity.
Oh, nah, I mean, I can see why you would say that. But to me, that's like, you know, that's like showing off your bona fides. Like, you know, hey, I did this, I did that. You know, it's part of your story. That's a humble way of looking at it. Me, I'd be like, yep, I sure was doing it. I sure was.
Maybe I'll start doing that.
You are now listening to the Radio Show ATL.
So I would get rid of New Year's, and I'll tell you why. Because listen, there is no new me. I'm in my mid-30s. This is it. It's all you got. I am who I am.
You're listening to the Radio Show ATL on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
So you got the book. Okay, you did that part of it, and you've written it out there. What's some of the positive feedback that you got from people? Like, what was a compliment or something that someone gave you that lets you know, all right, the decision to write this book, even if this is the only compliment I get, this was worth it?
The two compliments I got was, what I want to do is, they say the book's conversational. They say it's like sitting in a bar with you talking. It's very conversational. It's very easy to read. My chapters are 2 or 3 pages long. You know the one place I got compliments from, which I was surprised? I told you I was old, right?
Seasoned.
Like turkey meatloaf.
Yes.
A lot of my friends have kids who are not doing, they're staying home, they're not doing things. They're making their kids, they want their kids to read the book because they saw, look what he went through and he got ahead. And they're sitting at home, they're not doing anything. So a lot of people are enjoying my book because it's hopefully it's an inspiration for them to get off their asses.
That's a quote right there. Inspiration for you to get off your ass. All right. The book.
That'll be my t-shirt. I'll wear that t-shirt the next time.
There we go. All right. We got to get those printed. All right. So the book, again, is not just sunglasses and autographs. All right. If you want to get in touch with Tommy, you can just email him, TommyBurkeDGA@gmail.com. And for all information concerning him, just go to TommyBurke.com. Lady CJ, I'm going to swing it back over to you.
I like this. I like this. It's like you keep me on my toes.
That's
my favorite thing about Lady CJ, when I tell the stories about driving home from kids from operation, watch your eyes go wide open. Like, what kind of freak are we talking to?
No, not at all.
I understand that.
I'm telling you, no, it's just, I give it up to you because a lot of people wouldn't do that. I think I would have griped and complained. I would have been like, someone get here with the car now. Like, what's going on?
I didn't have a choice. I mean, it's like, there's a famous story about John F. Kennedy. When he's not even in the Congress yet, he's P.T. Boat in World War II. They asked him, they said, do you consider, his boat got shot down and he saved his crew by calling him to an island. And he said, do you consider yourself a hero? They said, no, they sank my boat. I just didn't think, you know, how great this is. I said, I got to go from one place to the other. Like when I had cancer, I had chemo every 2 weeks. 1 week I wouldn't have it. Thursday I have to get my blood checked. Hour lunch, go check, then make sure my white blood cell was good. Then take chemo the next day. Then it hits you on the weekend, actually. It hits you the day after. And I just worked. I did six episodes of chemo. I saw one chemo at a time. Just take one bite. Don't think you got to be famous the next day. Just do something.
I got you. That's amazing. Like I said, your tenacity is there.
Craziness.
And look, my generation, we need to be more like that. So.
Well, I don't think you need to be totally like me, but that's what the book is. You know, as I told you, most of the people are trying to get their parents are trying to get their kids to read the book, because a lot of people get in the film business and they think it's a piece of cake.
Yes, sir. And see, especially without crossing the path, 16 is back on you.
You are now listening to The Radio Show.
All right, so check us out, Tom. I got a couple of more here for you. And
I'm here all day for you.
All right, so Tommy, let me ask you this. All right, so you got this book, you got this story that is endearing and enduring at the same time. If you were to say what you want the lasting legacy for your story to leave on people's lives, and we could just at this point just focus on the book, what would you want that to be?
Well, I still get it to this day. People say, you know, you inspired me to do something. I've always said I'd rather be someone get an Oscar and thank me for the Oscar dais than I'm getting an Oscar myself. I don't think I'll ever get an Oscar, but what I'm saying, I'd rather inspire someone to do greatness than actually myself doing greatness.
That's saying something. And you said a word with that with me, because I know, you know, before we got started, we were chatting before we started recording about how I like the feeling of being able to help my friends out, help, you know, whatever I can do to help build up the next person. To me, that's just as good of a win as me winning. I aspire to be that person.
Super.
That's my thing there. So the last thing before we get into, like I said, we got a little thing we're doing here is, so we covered a lot of your information.
Potatoes.
You talk about what our last episode was about. We did one got to go with potatoes, but we got something else here for you too. But we covered a lot of information in a short period of time. So was there anything else that we didn't cover that you may have going on that we didn't spend any or a lot of time on that you maybe want to give voice to here?
The book is so long. So all the chapters are like 2 or 3 pages long, 4 pages long. I got stories. It's 260 pages. I got pictures. Also, the book, I break down kind of have, you know, with a little dark humor, all the categories of the film set. I don't pull any punches in this film. I talk about actors that take things long. I talk about, I really don't pull any punches about this. So I'm hoping you read the book and I come back. I'd really like to hear your opinion about the book.
Let's do that. Let's put a pin in some of the things that we're talking about here. We read the book and then we just have a conversation about certain points in the book that resonated with us and things of that nature. So we're going to
let CJ's eyes go wide when she reads more of the crazy stuff I've done.
Oh, she's ready. I'll tell you, those facial expressions, they're worth $1 million right there. She knows it. But yeah, so we definitely should do that. And the thing is, and Kara will tell you, and any of my other calls will tell you, when we say it on the air, it happens, because that's just like a promise to the audience. We talked about it. We're going to follow through on that. So we're going to revisit that when that time comes. So like I said, Tommy, we talked about a lot of info. We did it, you know, we had a nice, fun conversation. But now we're going to switch things up a little bit. Now, Tommy's familiar with the show. He's watched. I'm going to actually steal a segment from my brother. My brother usually does the one got to go. Well, this time he's not doing it. I'm taking it from him. I got a one got to go here for today for us that we're going to get into.
Wow.
That I'm you sure you're going to be interested in here. All right.
Potatoes.
So potatoes isn't on this list here, but it is food related. All right. So this is types of cuisine here that we're going to go with here. All right. So one of these has to go. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. One of them has to go. All right. So here the category. So we got seafood. We got soul food, Jamaican food, and Mexican food. All right. So I'm going to repeat it. All right. One of these has to go. We got seafood, soul food, Jamaican food, and Mexican food. One of those has got to go. So Mr. Tommy Burke, out of those four choices, which one of those is going to get booted to the moon by you?
I would say I don't know too much about Jamaican food. I have seafood. I have soul food. Soul food's got great greens in it. I'm trying to eat a lot healthier now, because I got to keep track of my health. I would say Jamaican food because I don't know that much about it.
All right, that's interesting. He had his reasons for it. He said Jamaica has to go, even though, man.
Did I get it wrong?
There's no wrong choice. There's no wrong choice, because it's your choice on that one. So this one, when I saw this one, so Lady CJ, I was torn with this, because knowing you like I do, I know you like all four of these.
Right.
So I don't know which one of these you're going to pick out.
You know I'm Caribbean, so this is hard.
Oh, wow. It's color.
Oh my gosh, and I love seafood. Oh my gosh. It may have to be Mexican food.
Ooh, that's rough. So no tacos, no nachos, no queso. Ooh, that's rough.
Queso, no beers, tacos, no none of that. Oh my gosh.
But I knew you, listen, I knew you wasn't choosing to make Jamaican. That wasn't happening. I know that was not happening.
Almost. Like,
because you want your cocoa bread, you know what I'm saying? You're not kicking that out. So
my oxtails, all that good stuff.
Yes. So the Mexican food, it kind of chocked me a little bit, because everybody like tossing back tacos and quesadillas, but interesting. That's the one with that one. Yes. That's interesting. Okay. We learning stuff here today. All right. So for me, this was rough too, because I like all four of these as well. I can tell you off top, Tommy was mentioning it before, soul food ain't going nowhere. I got to have my mac and cheese. I got to have my greens. That's just staying all day long. Same thing with Mexican. You know what? I hate saying it because I like the food too, but it's going to be Jamaican. I'm with Tommy on that one. I'm sorry.
She's ghosting us.
I had to go. She's
ghosting. I'm so sorry. It's really difficult. This one is meant to be difficult. It was difficult, but it's just based on the fact I can't give up seafood. No way. No way could give up soul food and Mexican food. I mean, I can eat tacos every day of the week. So it's Jamaican food on that one. So we had a good time doing that one. And I say that let's run another one here real quick while we got a little bit of time here. All right.
The reason why Mexican food. I'm in LA. I'm in the LA area. You can't go a block without Mexican food. So
it's on every corner, right? So yeah. Can't get that up. All right. So this next one here, this last one we'll do here, but this one got to go, is focusing on breakfast cereals, all right? And these are sweet and sugary. This is what we got here, all right? So one of these has got to go, all right? So we got Fruit Loops, Captain Crunch, Frosted Flakes, or Lucky Charms, all right? So that's Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, or Lucky Charms. One of these has to go. Tommy, which one of these is going to get the boot for you?
Say them again, please.
It's Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, or Lucky Charms.
I'm gonna say Captain Crunch only because it rips up your mouth.
It does, but it's such a tasty, painful experience, though.
What are we talking about? Zero, we're talking about something else. Tasty, painful experience. Get to say that about a lot of things.
This guy, man, he's hilarious. So you said Captain Crunch based on the mouth injury that it may cause you, which is a valid reason to say no to it. All right. The lovely lady CJ, what is the choice on that one? Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms. Who's got to go?
I'm going to have to follow Mr. Tommy and say Captain Crunch because the roof of my mouth is torn up all the time and I'm sick of it. Sick of it, sick of it. So goodbye, Captain Crunch.
Even though it tastes good, but it does. It will tear your mouth apart. So it's a side of cut gums with Captain Crunch.
Now, cut gums. That's the title of my next book.
I just give me 3% for coming up with that topic. Just 3% for the title is all I'm looking for.
Side of cut gums.
Side of cut gums. Or just buy me a taco or something when you get a chance. It's all good, all right? All right, so for this list here, which one of these has to go? Now, we've established that all of these do taste good, but the obvious choice is the one that causes you injury, which is going to be Captain Crunch. Because Fruit Loops ain't never hurt me before. Frosted Flakes ain't never hurt me before. And Lucky Charms, you could just eat them dry. So it's Captain Crunch, all right? For sure, all right? No cut gums around here. But I tell you what would not cut your gums. That is playing One Gotta Go with our man Tommy Burke here, doing a great job playing around with us. So, sir, we definitely, you know, appreciate that.
You are now listening to The Radio Show.
They are really good.
They are like the sexiest vegetables. They're so good.
Well, I don't want sexy. I want it to taste good.
You're older than all of us. You should learn to like sexy vegetables. You're going to need them. Your joints need them.
Yes, I'm good.
You don't want to pull a muscle tying up your shoe 16. I mean, it happens for men your age. I'm just saying.
You're listening to The Radio Show on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
Guys, again, excuse me, Tommy's information here, his book, Not Just Sunglasses and Autographs, that's available wherever you get books. Show him some love. You know, read the book, download it to your Kindle.
I need positive reviews. I have 69 positive reviews. I want more.
Let's keep those coming for him, all right? You want to get in touch with him? You know, maybe you're a podcaster that's watching this. You want to book Tommy? You want to talk to him further? You'll talk to him after we do because he's going to come to us first. But afterwards, you know, just email TommyBurkeDGA@gmail.com. And then his website, TommyBurke.com, has all the information, links to his social media. It's everything right there. That's right. So you can see his handsome face right there. Just, you know, God. Take a look at that GQ face right there. He got you, all right? So, Tommy, we, you know, Lady CJ and I, we are super appreciative of the time of wanting to come speak to us today. We look forward to further conversation with you and wish you nothing but the best in life and with your book.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
Likewise, Mr. Burke.
You are now listening to The Radio Show.
And then Zeno's going to talk real fast about something that Rachel Maddow talked about, which is called elimination redirect. So,
no, eliminationist rhetoric.
You're listening to The Radio Show ATL on YouTube and all other podcast providers.
All right, Lady CJ, we're back here on the Aftermath. We just got done talking to Tommy Burke about his extensive career. Picked up a lot of information about him, including you notice he's like low-key, even though he wasn't like, you know, trying to hide it too much, but he's very motivational. I wasn't expecting that, and he's very motivational.
He is, and very humble, because I'm like you. If I have all these accolades and all this, y'all gonna know.
Yes. You're gonna tell me to shut up, you know?
Right. And look, he's an inspiration to what?
Get off your ass, all right? Get up off your ass. That's what we're saying with that one. So with Tommy, his information, the book, all right, it's called Not Just Sunglasses and Autographs, all right? So that's available wherever you get books. Download it to your Kindle. Give it a read, you know, check it out, all right? If you want to get in touch with Tommy, you can email him, TommyBurkeDGA@gmail.com, like if you want to book him for an interview and have a conversation and everything like that. And any other information that you want to find out about him, go to TommyBurke.com. For all his information, the information is right there on the screen. It'll be in the podcast description as well, all right? So, our lovely co-host, Lady CJ, is in the middle of a rebrand here. So, Lady CJ, what do you have in the works as far as, I know you might not know a timeline, but what do you have coming in the future as you sort of, I guess, rebrand and get yourself ready to put yourself back out here to do your part.
So not only am I working with you guys, but I'm coming back to my original podcast, and I have one in the works. It's called Your Drunk Auntie's Podcast. So, you know, with Lady CJ, you know, I am that weekend girlfriend with Your Drunk Auntie's. I'm an auntie now. So, you know, we're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy this ride.
I love it. And we'll have the information where you can follow Lady CJ on social media. Podcast description is also right there on the screen as well. And then in the meantime, while she's rebranded, you know where else you can find her all the time? Right here on the Radio Show ATL. This is where she belongs. She'll be right here hanging out with us, all right? Now, lastly, as far as the show goes for the Radio Show ATL, if you want to be a guest on the Radio Show ATL, just send us an email to radioshowinbox@gmail.com, or you can send us a text, 678-800-1677. We look forward to hearing from you. So again, much love and thank you to Tommy Burke for coming through, telling us about his story. Much love to Lady CJ for always being a reliable and fantastic guest host. We love her around here. And thanks to you, the listeners and the watchers of the Radio Show ATL. We see you and we appreciate you, all right? So we're just going to keep dropping this heat all 2024. We appreciate you, and we will catch y'all next time.
16 is back on you.
And without catcher, right?
Sir?
Without catcher either.
Look, hey. If you can do it, I can do it.
That's what I want to hear. That's the best thing I could have heard all day.
There it is. Well, of course, you know, Lady CJ known for saying the best thing anybody ever heard all day. That's her thing. That's what she does, you know?
Hi, these are the guys from the ZZ Talk podcast. I'm Zeno.
I'm Zeus. We are a podcast of two ordinary guys that talk about everything and anything, including sports, entertainment, politics.
As well as an interview or two.
Or five.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Pandora, or wherever else you find your podcasts.
That's the ZZ Talk Podcast. ZZ-Talk Podcast. Like and subscribe.
Hey, this is Allura Lovelight, and you're tuned in to the Radio Show ATL. Make sure to check out my latest single, Erodicy, and follow @itstheradioshow on Instagram. If you want your music heard on the radio show, email theradioshowinbox@gmail.com.